we are in the toughest conference in baseball. We're the smallest school in the state with baseball. Ketchikan's about 800 to 900 kids, and we're 140. So it's a David and Goliath every time we step on the field against these guys. Our kids, we're a young team. We have one senior, a few juniors, and a lot of sophomores that are playing for us, and a couple freshmen that are playing for us. So I think we did a lot of good things this weekend. A lot of positive things came out. We played the first two games, the one on Friday and the first one on Saturday, were really close games for the first four innings of the game. And then we made some mistakes. We made some errors in the field that allowed Ketchikan to jump on us with some runs. So the scores, we lost the first game 8-0 and the second game 11-1, but those scores were really close through four innings. And it was kind of fun to see Ketchikan. They got a little chippy with us. They got a little, it was tense for a little bit because they realized they were in a ball game, and that it was fun to be able to show the kids that that's what happens when you play well.
You can be a threat.
We can be a threat, yeah. And we're going to be a competitive team, I think, even by tournament time this year. We're going to be competitive. It's going to be fun to see how we do this week against Juno. Juno's a young team, too. Ketchikan was the third game was kind of a blowout. We had a really hard time getting out of the first inning, a lot of mistakes. We had a hard time finding the strike zone, walked some guys, had errors in the field, and we got ourselves buried in the first inning and then never really able to overcome that. But we ended up losing that one 19-2 in a mercy rule game. But the kids played real well. They didn't ever get down. They cheered themselves on. They kept battling. We had a nice last offensive inning to end that game, which was nice to end a tough game on a positive note. So
with such a young team, probably the mental part of the game is as important as the skills that they're going to be learning over the years as they stay in baseball.
Absolutely. Yeah. With baseball players, you don't want them to think because they have to react. That's one thing. But they also have to be mentally tough because it's a tough game. Baseball is a game that's defined by mistakes. It's defined by guys that are good hitters that are hitting 3 out of every 10 times up at the plate. And that's not a passing score in a lot of things you do in life. But that's one thing that they're getting better at. They've improved this year already on just learning how to overcome an obstacle. When they make a mistake, move on to the next pitch. Our pitchers have to live pitch to pitch. If you pitch a strike and the umpire calls it a ball and you're worried about it the next two or three pitches, chances are you're gonna either pitch really poorly, you're gonna hit somebody, or you're gonna give up a hit. And our older kids are starting to figure that out, which is nice, and they're kind of helping the younger kids figure that out. So the last game where we got blown out, it was a matter of just addressing the fact that the score was really lopsided and we made some mistakes, and let's move on.
So Juno this weekend, another mm-hmm. young team. The weather forecast looks like it could improve.
I hope so. It's cold out there.
It's been kind of on and off this week so far.
We've been in the gym all week. It's just been too wet. Our field it was in pretty tough shape early in the week, and we're going to go on it, hopefully stay warm, but I'm excited. We're going to have 2 JV games and then 3 varsity games, so a lot of baseball on 2 days up there. And we're going to be missing a couple guys, a couple varsity guys that are going to be gone. Our starting catcher, Peter Kowalski, who I should say he did an amazing job in Ketchikan. He hasn't played for a couple years, and he really caught well for us. He handled the game well, really did everything he could to help his pitcher out, and is becoming a real force and leader on the team, which is nice to see. He's going to be swimming in JO's up in Anchorage over the weekend, so we're going to be without him. So we're going to have to go to some younger guys, which is fine. We want to be on a trajectory where we're peaking at tournament time, so it's going to be good to get some younger guys some game time. I should also say Thomas Durkin pitched really well for us this weekend on Friday, pitched an amazing game for us. Sawyer Briner led the team, a junior led the team offensively. He was on base every at bat but one, struck out one time but had 5 hits, got walked. And then we had really good play from Loudon Sandhoffer, who's our senior. So it was nice to see some of the guys stepping up and performing well, our older kids. And I think the younger kids starting by the end of the second day, they were starting to not look like deer in the headlights. They were starting to play baseball. So I'm excited to see where we're going this season.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks.